Most people, if they owned their own farm, would prepare a place back behind the chicken house, back behind the feed bin of where the cows was, because hogs will eat anything, and they trail around after the cows, and corn goes through a cow just like they don't quite get it all chewed up. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they chew, and then they come back with their cud to masticate it. So the hogs would fall around behind the cows and dibble out all that corn. The hog's the nastiest thing that you can eat. But I love I'm crazy about some corn. No, not a lot. I like the ribs. And, you have to be careful with the hog, though. They get worms. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a minifine cow that gets a worm up in the top of its back up here called screw worms. It's not a thing in the world, but an oversized maggot-type thing. And they will cause a cow to get sick and die.
And they'll die, actually.
That's why you have to spray them ever so often with a certain insecticide. And that's why you see them always brushing them. They're trying to find a hump place where it gets under that skin. And they find that, all they do is just split the skin, pull it out. Now, if your cow got out in the field and ate too much green corn or too much green wheat or anything that had a lot of dew on it, they bloated. And a cow would bloat so that her heart quit beating. So an ordinary man would come along like this, he'd just run a knife in there and let that air out. And they'd live. And it'd close right up, just like an incision. I've seen that happen at my house.
You have, at your house, actually.
My house. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you mentioned green wheat. Did people grow much wheat around here?
Now, this was in Tennessee where I
saw
the green wheat. But it was in the 1918, so it could have applied to an Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a little wheat in Arkansas, but we have more now than we used to. Mm-hmm. But it isn't recommended for Arkansas at all.
Well, where would people keep their milk and butter?
Well, now we had, early, we had a big old box. And the ice man would come by the door every morning and you'd buy your ice. And even if you had a little left over, you bought it. As late as they would bring it to you. Now, when the cold, bad weather come, remember the rooms were ice cold if there was no heat in there. We'd put it in that room and we'd churn pretty often. But now, some people who were more fortunate than we were, because my daddy made just a small salary. We were just little people. My daddy, you'd be surprised to know a dollar a day was all he got. But now, look, you could buy a piece of bacon this big for 50 cents. So you see, you didn't really,
in proportion.
Yeah. And if you bought hair ribbon, you'd get this great big wide that I liked. I seen, but I had the bows on each side. I could have told a lot more about it, but I didn't. I wish they wouldn't call me first, right after I do things, you know, because you could get this real wide, number 25, I think they call it, ribbon, nickel a yard. Beautiful hair ribbons, and I had one for every dress. I had white ones, I had blue ones, I had pink ones. Mama dressed me a lot in white, pink, and blue. She didn't like dark colors. Because I was very fair as a child, light blonde hair, and my complexion was just about as meager as it is now, only it was too white looking. Now it's brownish of age, of course. But I was going to go back to about the ice boxes. In 1918, when we went to see our kinfolk so much in Kentucky, now this happened in Arkansas too, because we had an ice plant here. And the old Blytheville mercantile store and Burdick's store and all the old stores in Blytheville, old man Hawkins' furniture store and all them, they had these cedar looking, open the door ice box. You set the ice in there, or you open the top up and you set it on top. Now they were the more expensive kind. Sears had them. And then you had a small door down here you could open. And you had to set a pan down under to catch the water that dripped from the ice box because it finally would melt. And we saved that water wash, Harry, and everything was safe. We never saw, well, you see, your water was hard.
Yeah.
They had hard water at our pump.
And
our water was, whenever we pumped up pump water, when we had the pump water in the summertime, we put a little lime in it. Mama would use a whole teacup of lime to 3/4 of a barrel of water. And it made just as soft. You'd have to use much soap.
Well, what about, did people in the country